So the guy comes around, and he's like, yo, give me some money for this food. Hey, yo, give me some money for this food. Oh, yo, give me some money for this food. Oh, yeah, yeah, yo, give me some money for this food.
The bliss of the abyss.
Once upon a time in a land far away, a poor farmer and his wife lived all alone. They were very lonesome.
Abyss
with Robert Newmark Jones. Hello. All right. Welcome. Hello. Welcome. Here we are. It's the Bliss of the Abyss. TBOTA. Yeah. Hello. Hello. Can you clap your hands? Original kid song. How we all doing? And by we all, I mean me, the only person listening to this. Because I got my headphones in, actually, this week, so I can see if it sounds better. Because I listened back to the last one, and there was a little bit of burble. That's a technical term. That's a jargon term for the industry there. Burble. Yeah, you got a bit of burble in the feed there. You want to watch out for some burble. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to The Bliss of the Abyss, a podcast about podcasting in an age of podcasting. How we all doing out there? I am having an all right time. Let's just check the old COVID ticker. Last time I spoke to you, we'd just got over a million cases worldwide. COVID corner. Everything's got to be COVID. What are we up to now? From worldometers.info, we are at 1862254. Cases. Almost 1.9 million. Well, almost a million in a week, eh? And anybody looking at that graph just knows it's going up and up and up and up and up and away. Woo! But then if you look at a logarithmic case, ooh, not so bad. That's the speaking of someone who knows nothing. So we do not yet have our lucky second millionth winner. Abel Xavier was, of course, our millionth, if you remember. Cast your mind back to the crazy time of last week when the single man from Timor-Leste, and our thoughts and prayers are, of course, with him. Thoughts and prayers, eh? Since then, of course, the cases in Timor-Leste, or East Timor, up to you, have gone up to four. And that is an exponential growth. However, good news, those four people have all recovered. Giving good news when ending with a question at the end is a surefire way to make people doubt their own sanity. What's a good example? Oh, congratulations, Mrs. Denmark. It's a boy? You're our jackpot winner. You win our top prize? Oh, congratulations. The test came back negative? Speaking of negative, there are two cats called Socks in my neighbourhood, right? There's Socks and there's Reverse Socks. Now, Socks is great, right? Number one, she's trans, which is great. Number two, she's a badass, which is great. And number three, she's a cat. So good. Not great. Great, like very good, but also very bad. But Reverse Socks, that little shit, is, you know those cats that look like they're wearing a little cap? It's got this like little cap. So Socks is the tuxedo cap. Yeah, the black and white. Reverse Socks is the reverse. So white and then with black. So it's got this like black cap on and it comes and takes a shit in my garden every day or evening. Sometimes in the day and I catch that little fucker and I wring its neck and then it's dead. But it's not. It's not dead. Reverse Socks lives on. Reverse Socks haunts my nightmares. So as I was cooking Reverse Socks into a lovely casserole, a reverse casserole, which would be El Orissac. Would you like some El Orissac or some casserole? Casserole El Orissac. Casserole El Orissac. Imagine if this podcast just descended into me going how long could I sustain it? I think longer than you might think, actually. Hey, Nils, I can't work out how to do this phone call thing, so I think I need a different cable, so I'm going to call you next time. Speaking of listeners, listener, I've been looking at the analytics, for this podcast, and I can now give you, everything's breaking news today, the breakdown, because I have listeners from Spain. Hello to you, my 1% of listeners in Spain. Who are you? I love you. Get in touch. Tell me who you are. Bahrain. Got someone out there in Bahrain listening to this? What? What are you doing? What's it like? How many? Let's have a look. 1,348 cases in Bahrain. That's bad. 6 deaths, though, so they're doing an okay job, it seems like. Oh, my God. So crazy to look at the world. 1.8 million cases. My God. So if you're listening in Bahrain, and apparently you are, get in touch with me. Tell me what the COVID situation is like there. I'd be really interested to hear what it's like. Similarly, my listeners in France, Brazil, Sweden, Vietnam, Canada. I think I know who some of you are, but some of you are a mystery to me. So please get in touch. I'd be really interested to hear why the hell you're listening to this and who you are and what your COVID situation is. How much of the world is on lockdown right now? Oh my God, I'm getting a phone call. Okay, one sec. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Would it be possible to call back in an hour? Okay, thank you. All right. Okay. Bit of reality, jumping in there. That's fun, isn't it? What was I talking about? Completely thrown off topic. Well, I'm going to have to put in some kind of interlude here. Winterlude. I mean, I'm obviously going to use that.
Winterlude, winterlude, oh my darling. Winterlude by the road tonight. Tonight. Everything's gonna be alright. Oh, I see by the angel beside me that love has a reason to shine. You're the one I adore. Come over here and give me more. My winterlude is do things you'll find.
God, I don't know what I was saying. And anyway, we simply do not have the time. We simply do not have the time. We're running out of time, How is everyone's Easter? Did you manage to stay in? Did you manage to buckle down and lock yourself to the couch and strap yourself down and drink a cold one and look at some crap? Did you manage to get that yoga mat out, strike a pose and stretch those calves? Did you manage to go for a walk, for a cycle, for a jog, for a spin? Caitlin and I went for a cycle, a socially distant, responsible cycle, through the back streets and saw some people out, most people exercising. Well done. But hilariously, there was obviously a couple on a date. They had a picnic blanket. They were sat there, tops off. Both of them? Wow, how sexy. Sunning themselves. And the dude just had a dumbbell next to him on the blanket. Just obviously, in case anyone comes by, he can just quickly rip out a few curls. What, officer? Just, I like to I didn't see any big egregious gatherings of lots of people doing lots of bad things. And then actually for Sunday, for Easter itself, we just did manage to stay in. Had a Paschal lamb and, yeah, worked on the shed. I know I haven't finished that story and I keep meaning to get round to it. Because I know you're all dying to hear the end of the shed story. Oh, but in a way, I feel like if I finish the shed story, then it finishes me. You know, like who came first, the shed or the story? Which or who? Something I would heartily recommend everybody to read is on topic.com, and it's called The Mortician and the Murderer. This is the most insane story. For anyone who liked Joe Exotic or anything like that, the insane true story of the 1980s mortician who turned his family's funeral home into a nightmare cremation factory, pulling gold teeth, harvesting organs and threatening anyone who got in his way. Words by Angela Davignon. Anyway, it's absolutely fantastic as a read. It's just one of those wild stories. Every twist and turn, more crazy than the last. And I would recommend everyone to have a little chuckle at that. And also sort of marvel at how crazy the world can be. How twisted and weird people can get. And the corners that you find yourselves in. Something else I also read that I would really recommend to everyone is Overheard at the Box Office by What's on Stage. And this is just some classic things that people have said as they were queuing up to get into their show or collecting their tickets or talking to a steward or just talking to each other in the stalls or in the circle at the theatre. For example, what time does the 8 o'clock show start? What time's the matinee? At 2:30, madam. Is that 2:30 p.m? It's like Coleman's balls, isn't it? Have you ever looked up Coleman's balls? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We only have restricted view tickets left. What does that mean? It means you won't be able to see everything. Oh, okay. At what point will we have to leave? Hi, sir. Did you buy your ticket from an agent? No, he was definitely white. What? As if anyone would ever ask if they bought it from an Asian. Like, how would that be relevant to the ticket option? Yes, I did. Oh, well, and in that case, congratulations, you've been bubbed up. So, Coleman balls are a thing in private eye where they collect examples from commentators. It was actually originally David Coleman because he was sort of known for having a voice that ran away in front of his thoughts. And so his name was given to the meme, if you will, but he was not the only one who ever spoke these words, but here's some of his classics. If that had gone in, it would have been a great goal. I know what you're thinking, fair. He's one of the great unknown champions because very little is known about him. The front wheel crosses the finish line, closely followed by the back wheel. That's the fastest time ever run, but it's not as fast as the world record. Forrest have now lost 6 matches without winning. Yeah, there's loads more out there. It's if you're bored again, and everyone's bored, obviously, aren't they? I'm bored, God. I'm pretty bored. What am I going to do, eh? Fucking coronavirus making life boring. Yeah, we, man, pull your socks up. Don't know who that was, and I don't know who the other person was. But they were both having a conversation. I would recommend everyone have a corona party. Have an illegal rave in your own house. Piss off your neighbours. Do it. Just do it, eh? And to all my listeners in Timor-Leste, get well soon. And Xavier, please get in touch, eh? Let us know how you're recovering. So, making food the other day, I had a thought. Tell me what you think. Is it possible to have a dish with too many bay leaves? Every recipe ever calls for 1, maximum 2 bay leaves. Even if you're making a huge vat of stock, yeah, just throw in a bay leaf or two. It's never a bunch. So I am pursuing an experiment. I know everyone out there is baking bread and bettering themselves and just having a lot more time for me. Just time to slow down. Everything's been going so fast. I feel like I've just been going mile a minute, 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 mile a minute. And I just need to center myself. La, 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 la. So what I'm going to do, instead of all of that, I'm going to add bay leaf after bay leaf in a very scientific manner, though. One after the other, following bay leaf. So I'm up to 4 bay leafs in my last thing. And I'll tell you what, it was delicious. So it was delicious. It was right good. So next dish, 5 bay leaves. And no, you pedantic fuckers out there, I'm not just putting bay leaf on pizza because I don't eat pizza. That's not true. This is strictly a sauce-based game. Actually, you can put it in rice. Things with boiling water. Okay, should we... can we knock it down to that? Is that acceptable? Hey, will we allow it? Today on Will We Allow It? Welcome to Will We Allow It with your host, Ruskin Denmark. Hello, welcome to Will We Allow It. I'm Ruskin Denmark. I had an accident recently and now I'm forced to talk like this through a straw. It's a wonder really that you can hear me, but I suppose that's the miracle of modern medicine. Now, side topic. The miracle of modern medicine. Miracle of modern medicine. Miracle of modern medicine. Thank you very much. Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties there. We're going to have to come back to the miracle of modern medicine soon. Anyway, that's all we've got time for. We simply do not have the time, as I've said many, many times before. And that is it. Good night. Stay safe. Get well. Don't wash your nose, but wash your bum. If you've never seen Grape Lady fail, then what have you been doing with your life? Because it's just the best thing on the internet. But if you look up Grape Late Lady News Fail on YouTube or Vimeo, hey mate, or Vimeo, you know, buddy, Vimeo, yeah. What was another one? Justin.tv, Daily Motion. Oh, by the way, I'm not being sponsored by any of these companies yet. Yeah, look up Grape Lady News Fail. It's this woman who's...
right here, these buckets are filled with grapes. What kind of grapes?
These are filled with Chambertin grapes, and the...
Okay, so to set the scene, she's on one of those, like, local news segments, Fox 5, and there's two ladies, and they're standing on top of a table, a long wooden table, and there are buckets. They're both wearing, like, summery outfits, shorts, T-shirt. And they're both kind of excited to do this activity. There are buckets and they're filled with grapes. Okay, and one of them is sort of the explainer and one of them is sort of the follower.
One of the things that's done is, so, right here, these buckets are filled with grapes. What kind of grapes?
These are filled with Chambertin grapes. And the winner this Saturday who stomps the most juice will actually win an overnight stay here, Jessel.
You ready?
Ready to try?
And they're stepping into the buckets. And the stomping.
There's a contest to stomp, and how are you measuring who does the best stomping?
Whoever stomps the most shoes wins.
So note there's a contest to stomp. That's important. There's a contest. Suddenly we're in a contest.
Who does the best stomping?
Whoever stomps the most shoes wins an overnight stay, but it's not the only thing you can do.
The measuring cups are down below, right?
Measuring cups are down below.
All right. And if you win, you get to stay in Chateau Milan, and what else do you have going on here?
Eating international foods. That's my favourite line. You could stay at the Chateau Marmont. Ooh, remember, it's a competition. Eating international foods. Okay.
Oh,
Oh, oh dear. Oh no. Oh, oh. You have this. It's a classic pratfall. Yeah, she tries to cheat. She's like, stop. Digga, 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 digga. She takes quite a hard dive, hits the dirt face first. But it's the noise.
I can't breathe.
Hold on. And then that tragic scene. And then they cut back to sorry, shouldn't laugh.
I can't breathe.
The woman gets down to help her. It's like, fucking hell, are you okay? She's going, ooh, I can't breathe. So they're like, oh my God, okay, cut back to studio.
No, oh dear. I think she's actually hurt.
No, I think she is.
Yeah, she's hurt. She took a hard fall off there.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, I hope she's okay.
Okay, we're going to make sure she is.
We'll try and check on her and get back.
Trying to move on so quick.
We'll be back right after this. Jeez.
God, they want to move on. God. Good God, do they want to move on? Oh gosh, I hope she's okay. Moving swiftly on, a funny, we're gonna check her. We don't give her a flying, we're gonna just check. You know? I fed a squirrel by hand. I'm not sure if I really got time. There simply isn't the time to go into it. But I fed a squirrel by hand. Robert Newmark, Ed Jones, I fed a squirrel by hand. Do you know what I mean? I fed a squirrel by hand. Should we try calling Nils? Let's see what happens. This isn't going to sound very good because I'm only using one audio source. Let's see if it works. Can you believe it?
Please leave your message after the tone. To re-record
what
your
kind
message,
of voicemail is that? This is Nils. I'm not available. Please leave a message. You're right, buddy. You're about to slit your wrists. What's going on, eh? Come on, pep up your voicemail message. I want to hear some fire. It's a chance for your type five. Do you know what I mean? Go straight in with your best material. That's my advice to you, mate. All right? Pull your socks up. Well, that's going to be confusing when he gets that. Good. Anyway, what should we finish on today? I think we're probably almost... Okay, so I'll finish with a story. Yes, I will finish. Robert. Hey, Robert. Hello. Hello, можно? Можно? Конечно. Внимание, внимание. Okay, I'm going to have a little story. All right, you want a story? So one time, back in time, oh, cast your mind back, the mists of time, da-da-da-da-da. Maybe I'll put in a bed for this bit. Do-do-do. Like the Lord of the Rings music. Cast your mind back. For my friends, it was but 1992, and I ordered some food on the internet. Yeah, fat bastard. What was it, eh? Healthy? Was it a salad? Was it a salad? Maybe it was, huh? You can't prove it. Hey, Robert, wait. Don't tell them off for listening to your story.
Sorry.
Is that your real voice?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I ordered some food on the internet, and I ordered it off the internet, and I ordered it from the internet, and I ordered it to the internet, and I ordered it by the internet, and I ordered it for the internet. So the guy comes around, and he's like, yo, give me some money for this food. Hey, yo, give me some money for this food. Oh, yo, give me some money for this food. Oh, yeah, yo, give me some money for this food. And I was like, dude, you have got a career in entertainment. Oh, yeah. But I was like, I don't have any cash on me, bruh. Not a scrap. I don't have a scrap on me. Not a penny. Not a penny to my name. So I was like, sorry, mate. I'll just nip in the car. got to go to the ATM, right? Didn't think to ask for a lift from the guy, which should have been the obvious thing to do. He's there on his little scooter. Beep, beep. Why is it always a little scooter? Think about it now, actually. Why didn't the fucker offer me a lift, hey? I'm clearly in need of a lift. Don't make me get out my mum's car and crash it, which is not what happened in this story. So anyway, I crashed my mum's car. So I was like, okay, I'll just nip to the ATM, get some money, or you could just give me it for free. Never works. So I drive to the ATM, right? Pumping unnecessary extra CO2 right down Mother Nature's butthole. Like, we need that. Yeah. Thanks, delivery driver. Could have just walked. Not sure who I'm lambasting there. To lambast. Let's have a look at the official definition of to lambast. Lambaste. Ooh, lambaste. Criticize something or someone harshly. They lambasted the report as a gross distortion of the truth.
Lambaste.
No, it's not. How do you pronounce lambast?
Lambaste.
No. Lambast.
Lambaste.
Lambast.
Lambaste.
Oh, all right. Okay. You got a problem, huh? You bastard. How dare you speak that way to me? It's very rude.
Cunt.
Excuse me? Don't you dare talk to me that way. I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Will you apologise? Huh? Got anything to say for yourself?
Sorry.
Okay, sound it like, you know, you mean it. Put some effort into it.
Apologise.
Okay, just saying apologise doesn't mean it's an apology. You actually have to be contrite.
Contrite.
Yes, contrite. Feeling or expressing remorse at the recognition that one has done wrong. That's what you have to do.
Okay.
Well, okay, again, it's a bit casual. Can you give me like a full sentence? You know, like something to the tune of, you know, I'm sorry that I called you, I see you next Tuesday. No? I see you next Tuesday. You know what that is, right?
Cunt.
Yes! You've said it again! You know what, I don't know why I bother with you. I don't know why. So, back to the story.
Cunt.
Hey, all right, that's it. Right, back to the story. So, I'm driving down to the ATM. And I get there. Fuck, no parking spaces. Curse you. And I think, well, you know what? Fuck it. I mean, I'll only be a second. I'm not going to get caught, am I? Right? And that guy's probably back at the house with his motor idling, yeah? Spewing ever more greenhouse jizz into Mother Nature's eye. So now she's got jizz in her eye and smoke up a butthole and sounds like she's having a great time, to be honest.
Cunt.
Excuse me. I'm trying to tell a story. This is not a family-friendly podcast anymore. Well done. Is it too late now to say sorry?
Sorry.
Good. Do you take it back?
Yes.
Do you like me?
Yes.
Do you like me a lot?
Yes. Yes.
Oh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'm taken. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Right. So, I jump out of the car. Nip to the ATM. Get the cash. Jump up. Jump back in. I'm doing a lot of jumping. And I drive back home. I pay the man. I eat the food. I jerk off. It's the perfect evening.
Yes.
2 weeks later, get an email from the government. Hey, hold on. Why do the government have my email address? Did I give it to them?
Yes.
That would explain it. I guess we're just numbered sacks of meat, aren't we? I mean, they've already microchipped us, haven't they?
Yes.
I know. Yeah, so... Oh, just as a side note, I'm not sure anyone comes out of this story with any credibility. Let's see. Let's see if I can salvage a shred of credibility at the end of my tale.
At the end of my tale, there's a sting. Welcome to At the End of My Tale. What's at the end of your tale? A feather. Oh, great. What's at the end of your tale? A sting. Oh, great. What's at the end of your tale? A feather. Oh, you've already spoken. Give everyone else a chance.
Cunt.
Excuse me. So, from the government, this email has a parking ticket. Great. With a link to supporting evidence. So, I click it whilst I'm shredding all my bank cards. And it's a video of... the whole sorry affair. Yeah, the angle of the camera. Actually, there were three different camera angles. It's caught the whole thing. I'm screeching up to the curb. I'm not parking properly. And it's illegal already. I'm popping my head out, having like that quick little rat look up and down. Ferreting around. Just like, any parking attendants? Little shifty glance. Rat my way to the ATM. Rat my way back. I'm ratting. And just utterly caught bang to rights from three different angles from this camera. I believe they call that sort of evidence irrefutable. But I have still got that video, by the way. And if you play it at double speed, it's pretty funny, because it's pretty Benny Hill.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
God, I can't breathe. Well, okay. I'm going to have to bleep you. I'm going to have to bleep her. Can you believe it? I'm going to have to bleep her. Hey, you. Look at that suit. Yeah, look at that suit. Oh, hey, you. Track to listen to. Hey, you. I don't think it's on Spotify, but if it is, good. If it's not, also good. Yeah, it's a track from, I don't know, years ago. Tyler, the Creator, and Toro Imoy. It's called Hey You, Hey Yo. Look at that. Oh, maybe I'll put a snippet of it in there, because, you know, that's illegal. But also, is anyone going to find out?
Hey. Yo. Looking good in that skirt. Flirting is the effective way that this works. Bingo, shapow, how about we go down to the lake and eat a couple of Pringles? Picnic, by the way, hey, I'm single. Pardon my bad manners, French and lingo. Intentions were brighter than the summer. Reflection in a lake being seen by Stevie. You're a golden lady and it seems that me and you were supposed to be the ozone team. But who would have thought this conversation would have grew? And to me talking about sun rays, but true, I'm turning to a creep that just wants sleep next sex. But that's because you're used to that kind of poo. See, I'm the new shit in town. Let's mash together and make new rounds. How that sound? Sounds cool to me. It 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 sounds cool to me.
Hey, yo. Do you know what I mean, mate? Anyway, that was The Bliss of the Abyss. You've been listening to The Voice Inside of Your Head, this time narrated by Robert Newmark Jones, a.k.a. Raskin Denmark, a.k.a. Have a drink of water! Stay safe out there. And if you're not going to stay safe, what are you going to do? What, stay dangerous? Yeah, stay real. Love you. Love you. Okay, everybody, I'm going to stop talking now. And that's going to be a real shame for you, but it's going to be a blessing for me. I love you. Good night. Thank you for listening to the show. That was The Bliss of the Abyss. All music provided by the incredibly talented Nils Hennis-Steer. If you have anything you'd like to say, positive or negative, send it to theblissoftheabyss@gmail.com, and I'll see you soon.
1. Who knows with me? She's calling to see me the year in now, but I guess not, so I guess I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night. Talk to you then. Bye.